Physiological needs, healthy choices, taking back control of your health and life. Author biographies. Avelia Jankowski, a nurse with over 40 years of experience, served as a school nurse for 29 years in Arizona and Michigan before becoming Michigan State School Nurse Consultant. A former president of the Michigan Association of School Nurses, she collaborated with national health stakeholders like the CDC and American Academy of Pediatrics. Her projects include the School Asthma Management Program and School Emergency Triage Training. Avelia emphasizes the importance of standardized training and resources for school nurses in meeting students' needs. She believes this approach ensures children are healthy, safe, and ready to learn, making it an exciting time for school nurses. What's Avelia's favorite physical activity? Her favorite physical activities include aqua zumba, officiating women's college basketball, swimming, and she's been jazzercising since 1990. Dr. Rebecca Hassan is an associate professor of movement science in the University of Michigan School of Kinesiology. As director of the University of Michigan Childhood Disparities Research Laboratory, Rebecca uses her expertise in exercise physiology, implementation science, and health equity research to improve the health and well-being of children and their families across the state. She has formed statewide partnerships to change classroom physical activity practices and policies and empower families to practice health behaviors through the common thread of physical activity. Rebecca has made it her mission to get children, teachers, families, and communities across the state of Michigan moving again. What's Rebecca's favorite physical activity? Her favorite physical activities include running, yoga, and Zumba classes. Taking back control. There are times in life when things can feel a bit out of control. Although it's true that many things are outside of our control, there are several things that we can control. What are they? Choices. A choice is the act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. We make choices from moment to moment that determine who we become, what we do, and what we experience. Our choices can give us hope for the future or produce regret and despair. They also play an important role in our health. Everyone makes decisions that can either positively or negatively affect their well-being. Take a minute to reflect on some of the choices your family has made over the past year to protect your physical and mental health. Choosing movement. Being physically active most days of the week is a great choice. Moving in ways that raise your heart rate is one of the healthiest choices you can make. Research shows that regular physical activity prevents disease and strengthens the immune system. So, by choosing to move more, you're improving your health and well-being. The next three sections of this module give you and your family tips for making healthy choices that include moving together, thinking together, and being together. Move. What motivates people to move more? Researchers have identified three drivers. People are usually motivated to make healthy choices under the following circumstances: when they feel they have the knowledge and skills needed to improve their health, when they can take direct action that will result in real change, when they have a sense of belonging and attachment to other people. We'll learn more about how to use these motivators in this module. They can help you and your family continue making healthy choices. Motivator number one. People are motivated to act when they feel they have the knowledge and skills to improve their health. Did you know that there are many benefits to moving more and playing sports? These benefits are not just limited to physical health. Here are some examples. Benefits for physical health include muscular strength, lower blood pressure, lower blood glucose, motivation for better nutrition, and better sleep. Benefits for emotional health include improved mood, greater resilience, a sense of feeling good, and effective stress management. Benefits for individual health include life skills, better time management, and schedules and routines. Benefits for social health include improved team building and relationship skills, and better self-regulation. Benefits for intellectual health include increased focus, attention, and learning. Benefits for financial health include lower healthcare costs later in life and greater productivity. This list of benefits was adapted from an article published by Bailey and colleagues in the Journal of Physical Activity and Health titled Physical Activity, an Underestimated Investment in Human Capital. Encouraging physical activity, empowering children to move more inside and outside of school. Schools help your child to be physically active. Kids can be active before, during, and after school. Programs like physical education help kids learn how to be active for a lifetime. As shown in the figure in the module from Active Living Research, schools and communities can help kids get 60 minutes of physical activity through daily PE, in-class activity breaks, after-school programs, by renovating parks, and supporting walking and cycling to school. This is based on research from Bassett and colleagues. You can support your child's movement at home, too. Try establishing your own family physical activity routine. You can be physically active in the evening, on weekends, and over breaks. When families move more, they gain health benefits together. Think. Motivator number two. People feel motivated to make healthy choices, like moving more, when they can take direct action that will result in real change. So, think about ways to move more as a family every day. The first step in creating a family action plan is knowing your story. Knowing your story, lessons from the past. Think for a moment about your family. How far back can you track family members? For how long did you have relationships with members who have since left you? Are you able to track all living family members? Grandparents, great-grandparents, aunts, uncles, siblings? What comes to mind when you think about these people? Do you have pleasant memories of them and times you spent together, such as playing, dancing, cooking, or working together? Are there also some sad memories, such as when family members became ill or couldn't play, dance, or do fun things with you anymore? Did anyone have heart conditions, diabetes, or kidney problems? In the past, we tended to see our parents' health challenges as our inheritance. If our parents had type 2 diabetes, then we were more than likely to have it too. We simply accepted that. But did you know there are choices you can make to help prevent that outcome? If you can, take a minute to complete this family health history tree linked in the module. It can help you consider the choices you'd like to make to help avoid the same illnesses in your family. Whether you know your family history or not, here is an area where you have some control. By focusing on being physically active, you can change the story under your name on the family tree. Making movement a family goal will also help your family change their health outcomes. You can better avoid chronic health conditions that might have kept other family members from doing the things they loved. Sometimes we get an illness that we can't prevent. Physical activity can improve the symptoms of many chronic conditions. Plus, physical activity will better prepare you to fight off sicknesses like the flu or common cold. Take charge of your health today by incorporating movement into your daily life. Writing your story, changing the future. So how can you know if you and your family are ready to make the change to move more? Take this 3-question quiz to see. You also have the option to retake and modify the quiz to evaluate your readiness to increase physical activity. Question 1. In a typical week, how many days do your kids engage in physical activity for 60 minutes or more? The answer choices are 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 or more. If you answer between 0 and 4, wait for question 3. If you answered 5 or 6 or more, answer question 2. Question 2. For how many months have your kids been getting 60 minutes of physical activity 5 or more days per week? The answer choices are fewer than 6 months, meaning they have started to change, or 6 months or more, meaning they've changed. If your children have been active for fewer than 6 months, congratulations on starting a change. What is your plan to keep them motivated? If your children have been active for 6 months or more, congratulations, keep going. You can skip over question 3. Question 3. Do you think your kids will start doing 60 minutes of physical activity 5 or more days a week in the next 6 months? The answer choices are no, and they don't intend to in the next 6 months, meaning they don't need to change. Yes, they intend to in the next 6 months, meaning they might change. Or yes, they intend to in the next 30 days, meaning they will change, really. Your answers to these questions can help you figure out if your family is ready to start moving more. Use the following tips for making the change to help your family move more. If your willingness to change level matches, we don't need to change, check out the 9-minute video by Dr. Mike Evans linked in the module for more proof that movement is medicine. If your willingness to change matches, we might change, make a list of the pros and cons of moving more. Identify any obstacles that are making it difficult for your family to change. If your willingness to change matches, we will change, really. Goal setting is a great first step towards making a change. Start small and then increase over time. And don't forget to write down your goals. If your willingness to change matches, we have started to change. Reward your successes, revisit your goals, and update them as needed. And if your willingness to change matches, we've changed, keep adding more movement into your family's life. This is based on the trans-theoretical model of health behavior change. Knowing yourself, what are your family's favorite physical activities? Is your family in the we might change or we will change really stage? If so, then it's time to create a family physical activity action plan. First, ask your family what their favorite physical activities are. This is an important step in making your action plan. Start putting together a list. Maybe you'd all enjoy a family walk after dinner where you talk about your day. Or perhaps everyone could make a friendly competition out of an active video game. You might play basketball together at the park. Everyone in the family can have a chance to pick their favorite activities from the Impact at Home Healthy Choices Activity Challenge calendar. Assembling a list will let everyone have input into the plan. Once you finish the list, you can decide as a family what your plan will include. It will then become part of your routine as a family. Some family members may have tried a new activity in the past that didn't go well. Maybe they felt discouraged or even embarrassed, whether because of low fitness levels, poor body image, or being teased. Maybe they didn't have a plan, or the activity simply might not have been fun. Make sure that moving together is based on having a plan and having fun. One of the best predictors of staying active is enjoying it. B. Motivator number 3. People are motivated to make healthy choices when they have a sense of belonging and attachment to other people. Knowing your community, what are the available options? It's important to be aware of safe opportunities for physical activity in your community. That information can help you create a family action plan to move more. Not all communities are the same, and not all neighborhoods have safe spaces where you can be active. So, to start, think about where you live. Do you frequently see children playing outside? Are there sidewalks, crosswalks, bike lanes, and streetlights? If so, then you live in a walkable neighborhood. If you aren't in a walkable neighborhood, are there other safe spaces to be active? Have you ever explored your community resources? Many places have community centers that offer use of facilities such as community pools, tracks, parks, gyms, or fitness centers. Local school districts often have open gym nights or access to school playgrounds or ball fields. Some fitness businesses hold free introductory events where families can join at discounted rates. City and county parks have playgrounds and frequently conduct special events to attract families. Did you know that Michigan is home to 74 state parks, 12 state forests, and 5 national parks? You can find a nearby city park at the Michigan Recreation and Park Association website. Also, in Michigan, we have access to the Great Lakes as well as many recreational inland lakes. Make sure your family is safe when around or swimming in water. If moving more in your neighborhood is not an option and you don't have a park or recreation center close by, then the Impact at Home exercise videos may be the perfect solution to get your family moving. These workout videos provide fun, easy ways to do short workouts with little to no equipment in the comfort of your own home. You'll be surprised what these moments of movement can do for you and the rest of your family. As a parent or caregiver, there are many ways you can support your child with physical activity. Here are some options. Emotional support. Encourage your child to be physically active. Talk to them about the activities they enjoy and watch them do physical activities. Praise them when they complete an activity. Logistical support. Help your child get to activities and make sure your child has the equipment needed to participate. Informational support. Give your child positive and helpful feedback. When you can, provide instructions on how to do a physical activity, such as playing baseball. Co-participation. Be physically active with your child. Sign up for activities with your child when you can. Involvement is crucial to your child's success. By being involved, you'll help build your child's motivation and confidence. Moving more together will improve your relationship with your child, and you'll be supporting their learning, development, and health. Getting started, moving together at home and in your community. Here are some realistic, safe options for moving more in your home and community. If your family has a safe trail or route, go for a walk. Walking is the most common one across every age group. Impact at Home exercise videos can help you move more indoors. Start by watching one video before dinner. To view these videos on television, find your local public broadcasting station. Create a chore chart with rotating tasks. Chores like sweeping and mopping count towards your activity minutes. If you live in an apartment building, put on your headphones and climb some stairs. Whether your child is younger or older, there are many indoor activities that you can do together to move more. Make family game time active. Activities like head and shoulders, knees and toes, Simon Says, and others will help young children learn as they move. Movement games like Twister, Red Light, Green Light, Red Rover, and others can keep everyone laughing, which is also a healthy behavior. Hold a family dance night where you dance to each family member's favorite song or learn a new dance together, like line dancing, the Cupid Shuffle, the Cha-Cha Slide, or even square dancing. The more your child sees you move, the more they will move. What if my family encounters a setback? We started exercising and then stopped. What happens when you or your child skip a day of movement and then that day turns into a week, a month, or multiple months? Don't worry, we've all been there. Missing one day of movement isn't the end of the world. But if you and your family continue to find reasons not to exercise, or if someone experiences an injury that prevents them from being active, then you all could be at risk of reverting back to an inactive lifestyle. Here are some suggestions to help prevent activity relapse. Retake the willingness to change quiz from earlier in the module. If you're in the we don't need to change stage, remind yourself of the benefits of exercise. Your family started exercising for a reason. Reconnect with your why. If you're in the we might change stage, take another look at the issues that are preventing your family from moving more. Develop a plan to overcome those obstacles. If you're in the we will change really stage, set goals based on your family's current activity levels. Find a new hobby that involves movement. It's another great way to get back on the activity wagon. Figure out how to make your family activity routine more fun. Finally, find small windows of time to increase your movement. Research shows that moving for as little as 1 minute at a time can have numerous mental and physical health benefits. Live in a way today that will help you thrive tomorrow. Take a moment to watch the 1 minute video linked in the module and ask yourself what the last 10 years of your life will or might look like. The video goes on to ask you a series of questions. Will you be quick enough for a game of tag with your grandchild? Strong enough to embrace every moment? Will you grow old with vitality or get old with disease? It's time to decide. By choosing to move more, you and your family can take a big step towards improving your health and well-being. You can even change your future. Now it's time to practice the skills that you've learned in this module. To get started, take the 20-Day Impact Healthy Choices Activity Challenge.